Speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts. Not just our mind, but our hearts. Because when you speak to our hearts are changed. We thank you, Father, for your presence, for your spirit in this place. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Now, there's something about God. You know, yesterday I took a good 6 to 8 hours to prepare a message. And I was preparing all week and meditating what God has in store for us. And I really wanted to share about getting ready to attack the enemy. Because we spoke about demonic activities last week. But this morning, God works in ways that I can never understand. But this morning I was here at 7:35 and I was just reviewing my notes. And then God says, no, not this for this morning. And he put me in another verse upon my heart. So we will just change the message that I had for today and just be obedient to what God has in store for us. But the Holy Spirit has to help me because some of my notes are just scribbled and I can't even understand my own notes. So we just want God to move in a mighty way. Is when I read some of the notes that was written out this morning, I pray that this brings clarity to me so I can understand where I'm going. But we depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. We depend on the move of the Holy Spirit. He is our guidance. He is the one who's going to help me and help the church to get through the word this morning. So are you with me this morning? So the title that came on this morning, it was, Are You All In? All in serving the Lord in everything we do. All in our actions, in our words, in the way we speak. All in living sacrifices. All in, not half in, but all in to the kingdom of God. That's what we're called to do. And I'm going to go through the scripture this morning and share what God has for us. It is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We might get some scripture verses up there. I know it's last minute for Sister Sydney, but I know she is capable. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives within her, and it's going to help us out. Sister, beautiful. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you, we're going to look at that word, to present your bodies, we'll look at another word, your bodies as what? Living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Lord, we ask for another blessing upon us as when we hear your word this morning. But before we go on, I want to read verse 36 of Romans chapter 11, verse 36. We want before that and get into that. So let's read verse 36. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. You see, from him and through him, to him are all things. Remember, we're going to be talking about all in. Not halfway, but all in to do the things of God, to live as living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, that's the Old Testament, but a living sacrifice. Gives us a great insight in verse 1 in chapter 12, how to live a Christian life. All the glory forever and ever, for him be the glory. In verse 1, it tells us something extremely important. Therefore, brothers, living sacrifice, brothers. Now he's saying, he's coming to you, brothers. It's like, come on, brother and sister. I have something to tell you. And I want to share you something to you. So it's like this friendship. Brother in Christ, I have something important to tell you. By the mercies of God, I urge you, I beseech you, I'm pleading to you to present. It is something personal here, what we see. I beseech you, I urge you, please. You get what I'm saying here with brothers? There's a closeness right there. It's like I come up to Brother Darnell. Please, Darnell, I beseech you. Be very careful how to do this. Be very careful. Do not play with sin. Be very careful not to get off track. by the mercies of God, I urge you not to do that. I'm pleading for it not to happen. So here's an emergency right here. He's telling the kingdom of God. He's telling to the children of God, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, I beseech you to pay attention. That's what he's basically to tell you. And to act and be very careful, because there's something extremely important what God is trying to tell us through this verse. A living sacrifice to God. So much transforming truth in a small verse. There is a powerful word for each and every one of us here this morning. But I titled this, All In. The question is that you have to ask yourselves when we listen to this message, are you all in? Are you all in everything for the Lord? Are you all in the way you live for Christ? Or you're all in? Now, I remember 27 years ago when I went and I heard this bald preacher preaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I remember sitting in the back row of the church with long hair at that time, looked like a hippie with MC Hammer pants. It didn't make any sense. But long hair with MC Hammer pants, it looked like a rock star from the top, but looked like a rapper from the bottom. It didn't make any sense. But I was sitting in the back pew in the church, and this bald evangelist was my uncle at that time, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and asked me the question, are you saved? Are you all in for Christ? Did you sell yourself for Jesus Christ? Have you given your life to Him? And I knew I wasn't there. I wasn't at that place at that moment. But I remember the moment that I walked to the altar and I said, I'm giving all to the altar. I'm giving all to you, Lord. And the moment I gave all to Jesus Christ and received Him as a personal Savior, I've been transformed by the power of God. Have you experienced the same experience that I've experienced? You remember that day you went all in for Jesus? Are you with me this morning? Just because I'm not looking at my notes, it's not anointed by God, this message here. Are you all in? Remember that day? We went all in at the altar. You went all in and said, I'm going all in to the altar, and I'm going to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to believe in God. Now, many of us went there and believed and all in and received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But many of us go to the altar all in for prayer. We pray for healing. We pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We pray for many things. We want to go all in, not half-hearted. You don't go there half-hearted at the altar. You're going all in. So he says, therefore, brothers and sisters, I call sisters because those sisters are, you know, it's not written there, but it's also brothers and sisters here. Okay? It's not just for the brothers in Christ here. Brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, I beseech you, I urge you to present your body as living sacrifice. It's sad. It is sad. The best place is to be at the altar. And you know, it's so sad that there are churches around us who don't even call for an altar call. There is a problem happening in this world today. It is at the altar that's been transformed. It is at the altar you see healings. It is at the altar you see transformations. It is at the altar when you see the power of the Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. It is at the altar where Abraham went at the altar and worshiped the Lord, and God provided for him. It is at the altar, and churches are neglecting the altar. What is going on with people? That's a place to tell us all in. I'm going all in for Christ. I'm not worried about anything. I'm going in. I'm beginning to live like a living sacrifice. I'm going to sacrifice my life and say, I'm going to go all in for Jesus Christ. All in. Are you with me this morning? I've just been starting right here. But this generation are scared to preach the all in, are scared to preach about the altar. What do you have to be afraid of speaking about an altar? It is at the altar that transformation happens. It is at the altar people are being saved. It is at the altar we see healings and signs and wonders. It is at the altar of Jesus Christ. That's, and we as generation has been scared because it might offend some people. Offend people. All in, brothers and sisters, all in for the glory of God. All in. We've become consumer Christians. We want all the options. We have all the options. We pick and choose what we like. You go to a car, dealer car, you can pick and choose whatever you want. You go to a buffet, you can pick and choose whatever you want. You go to a clothes store, you can pick and choose whatever you want. We have become a generation to pick and choose even the things in the church. We pick and choose what we like. We pick and choose the color. We pick and choose the lighting. We pick and choose the music. We pick and choose everything. That's how we become consumer Christians. And that's, people do that. And even today, the kind of Christianity, this is what we become. You know some people. You know some people who pick and choose what they like. But when you're all in, you don't look at those things anymore. When you're all in, I'm going to sell sold out for Jesus. I remember the show was called Sold Out for Jesus. When I'm sold out for Jesus, when I'm all in for Christ, I don't look at anything else. I give it all and everything to Him. All in together. We did. When did we get this? It was okay. When we went to all in, it was good. It was great. But at times, what happens in our lives, we sway away and we start moving away and we become a part-time Christian. We're no more all in. We're not all dedicated. We're half dedicated to God. God, don't touch this of my life, but I can touch this. I can come to church on Sunday. I can come to church on a Wednesday, but don't touch on the Thursday. Don't touch on the Monday. Just not all in for now. Because all in is a completely different lifestyle than a part-time Christian. So we'll become part-time Christians. So what does it mean, living sacrifice? What is this living sacrifice? The Old Testament was sacrifice, but it was for the dead as they sacrificed. But today we're talking about the living one. We are alive today. You and I are alive in Christ today. And we need to sacrifice some things in our lives to put aside and go all in for Jesus Christ. To go all in for Him and to follow Him fully. Galatians chapter 2, verse 12. We see this Paul live for Jesus Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. We see he wasn't all in for Christ. Are you all in for Jesus? Examine yourselves. Reflect on that when this message is going on. So the first thing that we need to look at here in verse 1, it is personal. Paul is the author right here. And he says, I urge you. I plead you. I appeal to you. It's not a command. It's a command all in. But it's also an invitation. I plead you. By the mercies of God, I urge you to present your body as a living sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, we need to give it all in to Jesus. This verse is for every one of us this morning here. We need to give all in to Jesus, not half-hearted, not partial, not a part-time, but all in for Him. Your bodies, that becomes a personal thing here. He owns us, believers. He owns us. Jesus Christ owns you and He owns me. He died on the cross for you and I. He owns me and He owns you. And He tells us, now give back all in. Give it all to Him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, what does the scripture tell us over there? It says, don't you know that your body is a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who is in you? So we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Him whom you have from God. You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Isn't that clear and said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20? Giving yourself it all to Him. Am I boring you out this morning? Are you getting what God is trying to tell us here this morning? Giving all to Him. We were bought with a price, and He owns me, and He owns you this morning. Consecration is giving our bodies back to Him. It's already His. It's not our body. It's His body. It's a personal thing. It's all His. Our finances are His. Our families are His. Our children are His. Everything that we own are His. Our life are His, is His, because He bought us with a price. Justification by faith in Romans chapter. We see this in Romans chapter 1 to Romans chapter 3. We see this as justification by faith, the needs for salvation. If you read and take the time, you read Romans 1 to 3. It talks about that we all have sinned and fought short of the glory of God. And then we read in Romans chapter 4 to Romans chapter 5. We see now beautiful scriptures for us. We're saved, salvation by faith through grace. Justification, we were once in darkness, and now they cleanse us and we become right before God. Thank God for the book of Romans. And by the Holy God, forever through we have sinful, God has given us a righteous life, a righteousness. He has cleansed us and He has given us a new life. Justice was upon us, and we were saved, no longer living in condemnation. We were saved, we were bought by a price. And now we see, you get it, Romans chapter 1 to 3 talks about the sin, and then we saw the Romans 4 or 5, it talks about He has saved us. And then Romans chapter 6 and 8, we sanctification, Holy Spirit, who lives in our lives, empowering us to live our lives for Him. Instead of living a life of defeat, now we can live a life of victory because Jesus lives in our lives. The Holy Spirit lives in our lives. He rules in our lives. So now we're living a life of victory, not a life of defeat. All of these mercies because what He has done for you and what He has done for me. So we bring our lives to Him personally. You don't belong to yourself, we belong to Him. We were bought by a price. We were bought by a price. New Hope Christian Assembly, bringing obedience to God, brings great joy. The only way to live is being obedient to God. You want the blessings? Being obedient to God. If you obey what the Scripture is telling us in Romans chapter 12, living a life sacrifice, being obedient to things of the Lord and giving it all in, guarantee you, you will be blessed. So what is this living sacrifice? It's personal. Abraham put his son and went to a place to sacrifice his child. He was all in. He was sacrificing his child. He was all in. And God responded. He didn't care. He didn't care. He went all in and did and was obedient to what God has told him to do. And while he did that, you know the rest of the story. God provided a ram to be sacrificed. You remember the shepherd David. All in to fight the giant. And all in, he went in without any fear. He went in, he knew who his God was. He knew his God was bigger than the God of Goliath. He went all in, and God responded and showed himself up once again. These men went all in. When you go all in and you trust and you obey, God will bless. God will respond. He knows what He's doing. We become human beings and we think we know what He's doing. We don't know what He's doing. He knows what He's doing. He's just telling us, I'm inviting you to go all in. And when you go all in, blessings will fall. When you go in all into prayer, when you all go into fasting, when you go into your sacrifice, when you go into living sacrifice to your body, when you go all in to do the service of the Lord, when you go all in, He will respond with a blessing. He will. Remember Peter and John, they went, and all the disciples, they went all in. They served Him with all their heart, not halfway. Not just because when Jesus was beside them, even though when Jesus was not beside him, they went all in. Do you remember the day? Yes, Peter, he didn't go all in at the time when Jesus was being crucified. But then he repented and came back. And he went all in. And the first message that he preached, 3,000 men were saved. All in. The disciples did the same. John did the same, all in, until, if you read the scriptures, he was until the cross, all in, being obedient. They were living sacrifice, all in for the Lord Jesus Christ. And all these disciples, besides John, were all murdered for Jesus, all in for him. What about Paul? Paul was a man who made this world upside down by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was not afraid. He went all in. He went all in to do the things of God. He didn't work half-hearted. He went all in to do the work of God. And when Paul and Silas was in prison, they went all in and worshiped the Lord. They didn't worship the Lord. Oh, Lord, help me today. They went all in with all hearted. And when they went all in, God responded. When you go all in for Him, God will respond. So, the question is, are you all in? Pastor, you would say, it's not, no, this is for an evangelist, all in. It's for a missionary. It's for a leader. It's for a deacon. It's not for us. It tells us here, brothers and sisters, it tells us all of us was bought with a price. It's not talking selectively choosing one person. It's every single one of us, the body of Christ, should be all in for the kingdom of God. It's all for the people of God. The second thing we need to look at here, it's not only a personal thing, but it's a physical thing. Your body is your whole life. Everything about you belongs to Him. Physical body is the action aspect of it, to the service of God. And we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. I will read it again. Don't you know that your body is the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. So your body does not belong to you. It belongs to Him. And in Philippians 1, verse 20, I will read it. Philippians 1, verse 20. My eager expectation and hope is that I will not be ashamed about anything, but that now, as always, with all boldness, Christ will be highly honored in my body, whether by life or by death. All in. Our bodies do not belong to ourselves. So we need to take care of our bodies. We need to take care of ourselves. That's why He's saying to us, live in sacrifice. Present yourself as living sacrifice. Live well. Live well. Be healthy. Take care of yourself. Don't be a slob. Don't be slothful. Be well with yourself. Take care of your body. Therefore, brothers and sisters, by your mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as living sacrifice. Is our physical body, we need to take care of ourselves. It's important to do that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10, I'll give you another scripture verse about our bodies. We always carry the death of Jesus in our body, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Who lives in your life? Jesus. So how do you have to present yourself? Oh, Lord. You got to present yourself what? The right way. If Christ is in your life, you can't be sloppy. You can't be slothful. You got to live well. Present yourself well before the people so people can see who's living within you. You got to take care of your body. Your body does not belong to you. Your body does not belong to myself. It belongs to Him. The temple of the Holy Spirit are to honor God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we must honor God. So the body of yours is not ours, but your body is made for God. We are to take care of the temple, and that's the temple of the Holy Spirit. We got to take care of that. You got to eat right. You got to rest. And I know some of you love to rest. I love to make phone calls at 2, 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Nobody answers me, and I'm thinking the world is going. I think there's a rapture happened right there. Because everybody doesn't answer me. Why? Because everybody's sleeping from 2 to 5. They're taking rest. Because they're needed. They work so hard. They need rest. You're taking yourself ready and you're getting your body well rested. You got to eat well. You got to eat right. You got to rest. You got to exercise. Your body does not belong to you. My body does not belong to me. It belongs to Him. The spiritual challenge is to living a living sacrifice. Holiness is what we're looking for. Our body is one thing, but it's holiness that we're looking for. By honoring God. So what we say, and these things that we say can be very bad. Things what we do, and some of the things that we do is not really good. Things what we see, and some of the things we see are not healthy. And things where you go. We got to live holy before the Lord. Holiness is by honoring God. Be very careful what you say. Be very careful what you do. Be very careful what you see. Be very careful where you put your foot in and where you go. You want to honor God? Examine those areas. Before sharing something, before writing, or before criticizing on someone, before gossiping on someone, write it down on a piece of paper. And then wait 3-4 days and read it again and see if it's okay to send it. I guarantee you won't send it. Because your anger makes you write things in a bad way. But when you wait 3-4 days and ask God to speak to you and to work in your life, you look at that, you say, was I really going to write that against my brother and sister? And that wasn't going to work anymore. So what we say is important. What we do is important. Now, you have ever seen some people, I don't know about you, it's hard to see it when you're hugging someone, okay? It's really hard to see it, but maybe someone else will see it from the far end. So, Darnell, get up for a moment. So what we do sometimes is we can do like this, you know? Oh, brother, I love you so much. A brother in Christ. And we do things. In our face-to-face, it looks good. But we can do things that can be very hurtful. So you want to live right with God? Living sacrifice, giving your whole body to Him? And what we say, what we do, what we speak, and what we see, and where we go is extremely important. Are you all in or not? And when you choose all in, you will know the will of God upon your life. Pastor, what's the will? Are you all in? If you're all in, you will know the will of God. He'll speak to you. He will direct you to the scriptures and let you know where you are. He will choose the best for you. The blessings will flow when we bring our bodies to God. Christianity is not only on church day, it's an everyday life. Christianity is not just on a Sunday. It's at 12:15 when we leave, we start off. How are we as a church? Are we really a living sacrifice for Him? Are we really living a holy life by honoring God with our bodies? The way we do things, the way we say things, the way we see things, and the way we go in the places that we go. So all in, and all in, there is a living sacrifice for it. It's a personal and a physical thing. We don't belong to ourselves. You don't belong to yourselves. We belong to Him. We were bought with a price. He died on the cross for you and I. And the day you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Holy Spirit, in your life, the Holy Spirit has entered into your heart. You became the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now you belong to Him. And we got to live holy. We got to live all in. We can't live halfway. Church, we cannot do that anymore. We got to live all the way. Because if we live all the way, I'm telling you, I'm sharing this from my heart. Because if we live all the way, we won't have empty pews anymore. Because if we give it all, and we have seen people in the scriptures, they gave it all to Him. And when they give it all, even the way they speak, even their bodies, even their life, when they give it all, things has been changed. Things changed. Lives has been transformed because we gave it all to Him. We have a good, we know how to sing the song, I surrender all, but hold on to something in the other hand. We can't let it go because it's too valuable for us. It's too good for us. Pastor, I can't give it all in now. I can't. I'm enjoying life. I'm young. I really want to continue my life. And the day comes getting closer to my death, then I'm going to receive you as my personal Savior. That day might be too late. The moment is today. The Bible says if you hear His voice today, do not harden your hearts. But accept Him today into your life. So all the living sacrifice is also a lasting thing. It doesn't end. It's a lasting thing. When you live your life for Christ, when you're all in for Him, we're going to be with Him for eternity. Now, going back to last week, as when we looked at the demonic activities that's happening around the world, and we see people within our church, and we see people within our homes are been oppressed or have been that have strongholds in their life. They had allowed a crack to be open in their life somewhere, and something had entered into their heart, and they've never really dealt with it. But remember the story with the fly, and I'm going to share that message later on. But remember the story with the fly. If you were here last week, I shared a story with the fly. Remember that story? Oh, come on. We're in the same church here. The story with the fly that comes in the kitchen. It doesn't only have access in the kitchen, but it has access in the rooms. It has access all over the place. Am I right? Okay. If you don't deal with that fly, what happens to it? It goes everywhere. But not only that, it attracts other mean flies to come in. Doesn't it? And it contaminates everything. You may not see that small little fly is touching your fruit. And if you see it, I guarantee you're not going to eat that fruit no more. Because it's going to contaminate. And then if you don't deal with that one fly, multiple flies will come in. And you see a feast of flies in your house. And you're going around and trying to kill all the flies. And you don't kill them all. It attracts more and more and more. When you don't deal with the sin, the Bible says it will come back 7 times more. So once it's cleansed, once you kill that fly, every time a fly comes in, every time sin is trying to corrupt you and trying to destroy the body that God has given to you, deal with it right away. Don't play with it. Don't linger with it. Don't say I can have it for another week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, because more is going to come in, and then we wonder why Christians have strongholds upon their life, because they have never dealt with it the first time. Because when you deal with it, And I guarantee you go home today. And Proverbs it tells, don't play with fire. Because if you play with fire, you'll be burnt. So you go home today, take a torch or take a piece of wood, whatever you want, or a piece of newspaper, light it up and hold it in your hands. And I guarantee you when the fire is going to touch your hand, you're going to drop that thing so fast to the ground because you're going to be burnt. That's what sin does to you. When you don't deal with it, it's going to burn you. It's going to burn you to death. It's going to put you away from the things of God. So deal with it right away. Live your life holy before the Lord. Personal thing. It's a physical thing. We do not belong to ourselves. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, so take care of yourself the way I should take care of myself. You should send me to the gym every day because I need to go to the gym. I need the gym. I need to take care of my body because my body does not belong to me. It belongs to Him. So Paul is encouraging us. He says, I urge you and I plead. Please, brothers and sisters, please deal with it. Deal with that. Live holy before the Lord. Deal with the things. Don't you believe that God deserves all of you? Doesn't He give all to you to Him? He gives you all to you. Don't you believe that we should give all back to Him? But we shouldn't give it. We should give it with holiness. See, I'm giving it to you. Or you're all in this morning at the altar. Or you're all in the way you live. Are you all in with the way you live your life personally and physically? Are you all in? So once again, I want to read this scripture together and conclude this morning message with this. Therefore, brothers, by the mercies, thank God for His mercies. Thank God for His mercies that He saved you and He saved me. Thank God for His grace that He saved me and He saved you. Thank God when you were dead, when you were blind, when you were deaf, when you were crippled, when you were broken, He came. Thank God for His mercies. Thank God for His grace that saved us and made us a brand new Christian and made us a brand new person. Thank God for His mercies. Now He says, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. How? Holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Conclude with this. Are you all in? If Monique will come forward again, we're going to sing the last song that we sung, Here I Am to Worship. Is that the one we sung last? I give myself away. That's an excellent conclusion. And examine yourself this morning and say, yes, maybe I did fail in some areas. Maybe I didn't give it all my all to Him. Maybe this week I did fail in some areas. Maybe I did some things to my body that wasn't really pleasing to God. Maybe my actions weren't right. Maybe my thoughts weren't right. Maybe my words weren't right. Maybe the way I've walked wasn't right. Maybe the way I spoke wasn't right. Maybe what I looked at wasn't right. Maybe the way I've looked at and criticized someone wasn't right. But today examine yourself as we conclude with this song and say, I give it all myself to Him. So let's all stand this morning. We are not perfect people. Remember, it was at the altar that Christ has saved us. Go back to that place of altar this morning and examine yourself and say, I give myself to You, Lord. Wherever I fail, God, forgive me. Wash away, oh Father, every sin in my life and make me a brand new person this morning. So sing it together this morning. I give myself away.